kids. I reckon that stuff gets done to apprentices all day, every day.
We went the poor screwdriver. Bastards. Yeah.
That's it.
They asked for a...
Oh, no, thank you, Bill. Can't you remember? No, that's it. Finally, a filter with Bill.
A left-handed. They asked for a left-handed screwdriver. Oh,
that's right. What it was, Bill.
And they're no-handed, are they? Really? Oh. Anyway, Brandon, you're our winner.
Dangerous.
Tim, can you believe that? Collects the junk mail. So 1-333-53.
Oh, dangerous.
5-3.
So what do we got? We got tickets to the Grand Prix, yes, and a merch pack.
Yes.
Some merchandise, Jim.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Bill.
Who reads the bloody catalogues and all the Netflix flicks or whatever it is?
What was that, Bill?
All the television stuff you can buy now and all that, Jim. Teaspoon. What about when you go to some old lady's house? She's got all the
teaspoons. Old lady's house.
Old lady's.
Bill, it's called English. Introduce yourself to it at some stage.
A lot of support, Jimmy boy, for the bake.
Well said, Bill.
Which is a we're just taking the cherries there. They're a low
hanging fruit.
That's it. Well done, Jim. So this bloke says to him, do you know any of those martial arts like kung fu, jiu-jitsu, karate, or any of that chop-chop crap?
Jiu-jitsu.
Look at all the sponsors, Bottle-O, we love them. Castrol, Oricon.
What was that one, Bill?
Castrol, oils.
Or even Castrol.
Drives the wrong car, but the Fords, we've got Chaz Mostart.
Yep.
Who broke his leg.
What was that name,
Have another go.
How would you say it? We all say it a bit differently, Frosty. How would you say it?
That sounds good.
What do you got?
A dead sesamoid bone.
I'd like to hear you say that, Bill.
Have a go.
Sesamoid bone.
A dead sesamoid bone. Fernando, the places you've been to. But he's very lucky, Jim.
What was that, dangerous?
Three. I can't pick it.
Looking forward to a demo?
Big game. That Monday game, Bill. Always a holiday.
Is there any news? Any scuttlebuck?
Can you believe what we're hearing?
Any gossip?
Dangerous.
They gave you some names, and one of the blokes that you had to ring was Arnold Schwarzenegger's.
Who, Bill?
Arnie's. When there's a week to go and you're playing, you're in footy boots, you're ready to go to battle. When they're in runners,
You heard Jongle. Someone else has said this to you, haven't they? And you've embraced this concept, haven't you?
No.
Who said it?
what was that? Yeah. The second bit. What?
Jungle. There's the aorta there. Is that called the aorta, the big one?
That sounds right.
And then there's artillery.
Artillery.
Yes.
Arteries.
Arteries, Jim, coming down. They're the
Thank
arteries.
You, yes.
What do they call when they come in when the wife's pregnant and about to give birth? And then as a look, he goes, no, I'll be back in 2 weeks. Like,
are you going to college?
Yeah, no, not the guy. No, the one's right at the end. You know, the.
What are you talking about?
What?
Optician.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah.
We
go. Yeah.
Obstetrician.
Obstetrician, Jim. A carpentry class, Jim. I think the groove and tongue. I think they're working
away. Write that down, please.
They're working away at that, Jim.
Tongue and groove, Bill.
Yes, Jim.
That's not your finest stuff.
No, but you bake me. I've just been listening. You bake me, Jim.
What do you mean?
I got an apple stuck in me.
Shane Walks just tweeted, Jimmy Arno's, just take my money.
Yep. Jimmy Arno's. Where do I collect, Bill?
Yes. Oh, well, you got to paint it.
What is it?
You got to paint it.
Write that down there, dangerous. If that's what they're serving up every week, Bill,
yes,
we are pumped.
Yes, we'll have a plethora of food for the year, Jim.
Oh, no. What did that actually mean?
Mind you, there'll be those waiting, Warrior, for him to have a bad day after doing that, just so they can jump into him and say, oh, he's doing too much media.
That's it.
It's ridiculous.
No.
Talk the talk and he ran the walk.
Who, Spud?
He ran the walk.
Well, he just didn't walk the walk. He ran the walk. Just... That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's not a walk, Bill.
But I'm saying he walked. Let's have a break. We'll come back. 111 and 54. I think man of the match was Hamscombe.
Yep.
Even Hanscom.
Well, he likes Hanscom.
Call him what you want, Bill.
She's going very well. She got a new business, actually.
Yeah, so go on, tell us what it is.
The old Yanoya. She's doing a bit of meditation, Jim. So.
Oh, does she annoy you?
Listen to that.
Maybe Billy should go in there and have a little sesh, mate.
Yeah,
make sure you relax.
Meditation. Tell us, like, you hum.
I don't think you hum, Bill. I think you...
Have you told a banana joke because you think the chief looks
a gorilla-ish?
Ape-like.
No, today, Jim, you shouldn't have that coronation.
Chief, did you hear he said, don't make that coronation?
That'd be pretty good. Cats and dogs grand final. Finally find out who's better, cats or dogs.
Poodles everywhere. Do you like? No, I didn't like that.
No.
Just no, but they're good.
I mean, here's the thing, Bill. Just throw them out there and we can let them go by if they're just sentences. Sometimes they're jokes, sometimes they're sentences.
Yeah. Well, I burnt my Hawaiian pizza the other night. I'm going to have to try a lower temperature. Don't worry, Will. Hey, great to see you. One of the great comics of all time.
Okay, wow. What's the opposite of Rain Man? That's what this is.
But if someone haggles you.
Well, haggles me?
What, have you been paid too much for their ticket, have they, Bill?
You know what, mate? I only thought this was $38. 38.
Oh, what do they do when they...
All right, 42. 42. Heckle. 39.
Heckle. If someone heckles you. I'm that well-rounded. I can do a bit of each. Funny and then, what did you say, cynical?
No.
No, you didn't say cynical. No?
Are we haggling over the words? So what's happening?
Two championships, VIP in the finals there, and finishes her career number six all time in the women's basketball total career points.
Not sixth, more sixth.
Righto. I don't know what that is, but he's put the front foot forward.
I'll write that down.
Hey, a couple of big names out for the Port Adelaide side, Jim. If you pick Port like I did, mm-hmm. but then I find out today that Jay Schultz, and Hamish Hartlett.
Oh, have you been to a lunch
break? No, I haven't.
What's happened? Where have you been?
I got some Vietnamese roll.
Vietnamese.
That's three in 60 seconds.
Is he at?
I think they put something in it.
They might have.
Yeah, put some liquid gold. Gold, my friend. Liquid gold. Hamish. It's a bad name, Jim.
You idiot.
And I've got a new little segment here called Bill's Best Bits. And I've
Billy's Best Bits.
Oh, see that?
Bill.
Entendrant.
Dangerous. Well, what about the West Indies?
Oh, mate, what about they've won the men's, Jim?
6666, old Carlos.
Carlos Braithwaite. Remember that name. What?
What'd you call him?
Carlos Braithwaite. What's his name?
Braithwaite.
No, I don't think it is.
You think it's Braithwaite?
I think it's Braithwaite.
As in Daryl.
As in the horses.
Oh. There he is. Up your Carlos. Come on, Bill. That's Carlos, Jim. Well, I went to San Francisco, Jim.
You did?
And went for a boat tour because I hadn't seen the bloody Golden State Bridge.
Golden State Bridge. Even.
What is it?
You saw the Golden State Warriors, but you didn't see the Golden State Bridge.
What's it called then?
Golden Gate Bridge.
Golden Gate then, Jim.
Write that down, don't you?
Golden Gate Bridge.
So that's the segment.
That's it.
You just go through the stuff on the weekend you liked.
Which is a bit left centre.
left off centre. Yeah.
Well done to the match review panel, can I just say, right because they had a look at Shane Mumford's bunch.
Yeah, big mummify bunch.
Bump on Mitch Duncan.
Oh, got that.
Breathe in for four breaths.
Mm-hmm.
Hold for seven.
Mm-hmm.
And then breathe out for eight. It'll be hard to start with, but then once you do it, it's fantastic, and you drift off to sleep.
Wow. Four breaths.
Yeah.
What was that, Bill?
Four breaths in.
Four breaths in.
Yes. What did you say?
Four breaths in, Jim. And I think they'll need someone smallish down back because to take on those little whippersnippers, Zorko, Lewis, and Josh Green from Brisbane this week. So he might get a run,
Whippersnippers.
Tommy. They're whippersnippers, Jim. And what have you got over there then? McGee.
I liked your use of the whippersnipper. So
come on, Nothing McGee. What have you got?
Cut the grass out from underneath them, eh, Bill? Is that what you got the plan to do?
What have you got?
Whippersnapper.
Whippersnapper might have been, Bill.
Same.
Is it same?
Same.
Yeah, righto.
Because you play for the Western Bulldogs, or you have.
That's right.
And now you're working for Carlton Football Club.
Correct.
Which your job is to, I suppose, get the, what do you call it, the... What are you doing at Carlton?
Just
what about that for a question?
Well, she's putting together all.
Can you believe that?
Hey, Harley Bunnell, Jim.
Yes.
Not sure about the calf. He's being consulted all sorts of calf specialists.
Oh, no.
He has, Jim.
Oh, no.
LEH says your name's all the AFL sides in alphabetical order.
Yeah. Oh. And the Meltonian?
What
are those tablets, Jim?
Shut up, notice. What are they?
Melatonin. Melatonin tablets. They're very good.
Melatonin, Bill.
That's it.
Billy Brown.
Fitness and masseurs and all that at Sage. Sagefitness.edu.au.
Do you know you're all over the deliberate out and out in the bounds? Oh, no. Out of bounds?
Just get your pen out, please, Dave.
Are you all over that, David?
Get that down.
What's a sweet Marie?
A pea.
Oh.
Just having a little weeble.
Lyman slang.
Lyman what? Well, we did discuss this exact thing with Wayne Carey yesterday.
Exactly. So we were ahead of the curb.
Oh.
So, but that's a bit harsh.
Ahead of the curb.
That's a bit harsh.
Adam West.
Good, Adam. Well, tell us about it.
Oh, no, the topic.
You know, it's just nice to see a player that's comfortable in front of the big white sticks, Jim.
Yes.
Someone that's got a nice set shot routine.
Yes.
That's
yes.
it.
Gunston-like.
Okay.
Gunston's a nice set shot. Shot. Bloody beards. What's going on with all these blokes walking around with these manicured beards?
Hang on.
Manicured. Hence, 133353.
Hence.
What's the worst thing about Melbourne? Come on, Jill.
What are we world's worst at, I think, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I said, Jill. Devo's there in Werribee. Go, Dave. Hit me with your rhythm stick.
That's a wrong band.
No. Yourself and Grant Birchall are the two at the Hawks in the back half, Bill. You cannot give that room to.
Geiger counters.
Oh, no.
They are.
Just get that room.
They're Geiger counters.
What do you think? They've got radiation coming out.
No. If they play well, they are the counters for Hawthorn, Jim. If they are playing well, Hawthorn are playing well, you idiot.
Barometers?
Geiger counters. Geiger.
I'm so lost right now.
Barometers.
You are an idiot.
But that's it. If those boys.
Geiger counters.
who won it last year in
Williamstown. Adelaide or Williamstown, yep.
Say Williamstown coming into the AFL and winning the AFL competition.
Bang, the whole lot.
That's nearly.
It is nuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
And,
it's
well.
Good synopsis, huh?
Analogy, Bill.
Analogy, it's very good allergy. Yeah.
and even an allergy.
Yeah, hay fever.
Oh, no.
For those who are driving along, stay in your car, because this is probably the best joke I've had in 6 years.
Oh,
nice. Nearly as good as the, what was that one?
Oh, no. Anyway, hello,
his
Dave.
Old man's a... Anyway, g'day, Jim. G'day, listeners. Yeah, and g'day to you, Dangerous. Have a listen to this, weatherman. Weatherman.
That's like Superman.
133353, Jim.
Yes. You've been thinking about this.
Old topics, Brownless.
Yes, topics.
When did your mate... hang on. Think about it. Outside the box.
What is it?
Well, just something like that.
You wouldn't know him if you didn't know him.
That's right. Well, you wouldn't. You would not know him, would you, Jim? That's only... anyway, Taylor. Black Rock and Denny Park and Easternwick Hotel.
Yep.
Or even the Elstonwick. It would work, Bill, if you wanted to give it its proper
what
name.
What did I call it?
Easternwick. You idiot.
San Antone, open for lunch and dinner. So both...
lunch and dinner.
Actually, we'll talk about that.
Yeah,
we
will.
Better take a break and we'll come back with the swash.
All right, for Winston with a Y.
Squash. Spell it properly.
He can probably straighten you up a
and
bit.
He's thinking, what
the hell?
WFT.
Yeah, that's it.
Or even WTF.
Oh, no!
He knows every player boots type.
Oh, what is that?
Boot type, Jim.
Just run a pen over that sentence there, please.
He knows what every boot they wear, Jim.
Oh, no.
Number one, Jim.
Yes.
Melbourne's Berrians. Watch anything.
Oh, Melbourne's Berrians.
And she opened up the back seat of a car and out popped a poodle. Not a poodle. And out
Bill's,
popped.
Bill's been to a lunch.
It is 100 days, Jim, today to the Olympic Games, which, of course, are held in...
Oh, he's dragged out some Duran Duran.
You were going with Peter Allen.
No, Duran Duran.
Oh, yeah,
yes, I like Duran Duran.
Do you?
Yep.
Yeah, nice.
Very good.
What's their other songs?
They sing Whip It.
Oh!
Here we go. Don't miss your chance to see Europe's best football teams battle it out. Even battle it out. I didn't want to go with why have you split up like a bad tattoo? Unusual.
Which old is Rambler.
Because Rambler, that wouldn't have made any sense at all.
Exactly, Jim.
got
Tristan
dumped.
In Belgrave, Bill.
Hey, Trissy.
How you going, mate?
Good, mate. How, are you, how many people call you Trissy?
I'm fanning him, Bill. You're not going to get through today. I reckon our boss, Fitzy, oh. he might wander into this office and say, finish up, Bill, right now.
Still in Coachella?
Coachella. Tristan.
For a while now, money split between concussion research projects and the running costs of the Tribunal MRP gym.
Tribunal even.
Yeah, well, the MRP even.
Yeah, that's it.
He was excited. Good on him. He points and
running into an open goal.
I got the crowd going. I bet to the crowd, if we did a little ring around, stick pole.
Straw pole.
Straw pole.
This is the sort of Nicky's menu.
Straw pole.
How are you boys? How's things?
What did you get dropped for?
Oh.
That's where I should have known that.
Does that sound about right? Or
Macbeth. It wasn't Macbeth, that one. It was the other Shakespearean play.
Which one, Bill?
Yeah. Called the Be All and End All.
Oh.
Alan Donald.
Yes, AD.
The South African.
White Lightning.
Yes, exactly, Jim. Has been named Australia's new bowling coach.
Has he?
Good luck to Alan McDonald. And as some wag said, Jim, he's been helping Australia since 1999.
What did you just call him?
A wag.
No, you called him Alan McDonald.
Alan Donald,
you
Jim. Alan Donald.
What is wrong with you?
Sophisticated I am. Alan Donald from South Africa has been South Africa has been named Australia's new bowling coach. That is all. We'll have the 4 o'clock news. We'll be back.
Africa. Athrica.
You've got to tell people, Jim.
That is interesting.
Especially if you're down the beach and all of a sudden. Salt Lake comes along.
What was that you attempted to say?
Salt Lake.
Salt Lake.
When did the wrong thing slip out of your mouth?
Oh, no.
Or when did you have a fax pause?
Oh.
What? You trying to say faux pas?
A fax pause.
Man, I got a fantastic topic. Because remember we built all those submarines years ago.
Collins class.
Never used the bloody
thing. Well, and then when they went down to use them, Jim, they went down underneath the water and they leaked.
They couldn't get back up.
And then the telescope wouldn't go up and they couldn't go back up and they leaked. And
the old telescope.
Yes, it was.
Righto.
So they were so bad they didn't have a periscope. They went with the telescope.
That's how badly made they were. I think if you'll find his grade 6, Jim.
He can't, what?
Illiterate.
Illiterate.
Oh, dangerous. The 2016 Wayne Gretzky Ice Hockey Classic is on, presented by Skoda Bank. We will see.
That's Scotia Bank.
Skoda Bank.
No, Scotia.
Let me make the night better for you. So the two swander away into a private room.
Saunder away in a private room. Saunder. This is from the interview with the magnificent Madeline West. Just have a listen to some of this, Tommy.
And what did you have for entree? And what did you have for entree?
Bloody hard yoga.
I tried it once too. Dog face down. That's all I could.
Down dog, you mean?
Dog face down. And if there isn't a photo, how the hell can they prove that my car was there in the first place?
Because they could write that to every constituent.
Anyone.
Let's have a listen to this heading.
Oh, go on then.
Chinese boy.
Who does that still?
I love a cup of tea and Scottish finger biscuits.
There's something actually wrong. Scotch finger. Scotch finger, Bill.
I think it's
Scottish finger. Steve's in Geelong as well.
He is. Oh, look at all the Geelongtarians. G'day, Steve. That is called unfair editing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's exactly what you did.
I don't think so.
You put something together, what I said Monday, and then Wednesday, and make me look like a dolt.
Really?
Yes. A dullard.
I think you do a very good job of that on your own, Bill. There's nothing to do with editing.
Fair editing.
Oh!
But look at them ringing in already. What have you hit accidentally in your car? Accidentally. Gee whiz, Bill. And, of course, Collingwood, which will just save our pepper, or whatever you do, because you still got a little soft touch.
For the Hawks?
Yeah.
Oh, I love watching all my old
mates
go to work.
What did that question actually mean?
Yeah.
Well, you knew what I meant, didn't you, suckers?
Soft spot, is that what you meant?
Soft spot, soft touch, same thing, Jim.
G'day, JB. G'day, Rambler.
G'day, Stephen. What has cost you a lot?
Changed every time.
That's not the
Well,
topic,
and you're
idiot.
Not satisfied with Steve-O. Bogut, 9 minutes left the court. He's got a right adductor strain. Oh, bogey.
Adductor.
No, just adductor.
Adductor.
Jesus, Tim. Fair dinkum, Tim. There's a lot of typos here. There was 121 judges to judge the MVP. Yes. Do you know how many votes he got?
How many?
121.
Really?
That's unanimous.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
That is unanimous.
Oh!
It is, Jim. And, of course, there's not a lot of remuneration. Because there's a worry that there's a virus over there,
is
Jim.
Is there?
There's Zika. Zika? Yes. Because on halfway through it, and the jury had to vote, and the jury are all the people in the industry that know a very good singer, our girl, Damien, I'm going to call her.
Yes.
But he's a very, very, very good player.
Players love him.
Yeah. No, well, he's a man, not. Hang on.
Now, what are you trying to say, Bill? Bill's world rap later on the hour.
Well, a lot went over the weekend, Jim. Money.
It's no good among mates.
No, the greed of all evil.
Yeah, or even.
That's probably not it.
The greed of all evil. Just get your pen out, please, Dangerous, and maybe.
Well, what is it then?
The root of all evil, I think.
How could I not have me forget that, Jim? Whether you want to go on that overdue overseas trip. The owner of a golf course in Port Douglas, Jim.
Yes.
By the way, Bill, what was the movie? X-Men what?
Copalypse. Apocalypse, you idiot. Off Twitter here, Jim, at Papua New Guinea, or PNG.
Oh, Papua.
I'll write that one down.
What about New this, Jim? So what is it? What is, how do you do it? What do you do? There'll be costs. Additional
what
cost.
What sort of cost?
Statuary. Statuary court cost, Jim. What's your goal kicking? What are your accuracy like?
Yeah.
What is your accuracy like?
Accuracy. Even what write that down, please, Dangerous.
What are your accuracy?
Australian boomers have announced their 16 plus one, 17-man squad. 17-man
what
squad.
What have you been doing today, please?
Oh, I had lunch, Jim. Kevin Love was good, and Kyrie Irving, Jim, born in Melbourne.
Kyrie Irving, yes,
he got 23. Matty Dellavedova. Matty Dellavedova. Geelong defender Jake Kardashian.
Oh,
Kardashian.
Kardashian.
Yeah, it's him, Jim. Oh. No, it's open. You open it in there and grab one as you walk around.
It won't be any cheaper.
No, that's right.
You don't bring the Tim Pam Tam packet with you. You just take one and leave it on the shelf.
Bill, no, you don't.
And you say, I'm going to keep this one, and you put it somewhere. And then when you go overseas, when I go to Acapulco, cannot. Here we go. A bloke walks into a chemist, Jim.
Yes.
And sheepishly.
Sheepishly, even. Yeah.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. G'day, listeners. And g'day, you're the Dangerous.
Do I make you horny, baby?
The Dangerous.
Like Boomer, Nick Revolt, Jared Waite, Kate Simpson, Clay Thompson was a man, 41 points and hit 11 three-pointers, Jim.
Yep.
It's just downtown, just swoosh.
Yeah.
Mightn't be a fact, but
you think it to be a fact. Uh-huh. Like that there.
I've got it now.
Jeez, took you a while.
Well, it's a buddy's convoluted question.
Oh, no.
Certainly not a vegan Thai vegetable New Zealand pie.
So what you're telling me is that's un-Australian.
Jim, 133353, hence.
Big show for you, Willis.
Yeah, well, I'm running the show. I'm down here in Melbourne. You're up there in Tassie.
Or the other way around. Yeah.
Or the other way around. Good champ. What's more un-Australian than a meat pie winning? You heard it all anyway. Well, we will argue that. So, hence, 133353. That's un-Australian. report later on, Jim, but they got smashed again.
Belted.
Some other bloke. Drayton Green's come on and gone whackety whack whack whack.
Bloody hell.
Did I tell you the story there when I went in, when I went over
Draymond,
to the Warriors?
I'm just hearing. Draymond Green. Yep.
Draymond.
Yes.
Well, I went up to the counter to get a Warriors t-shirt, right? I said, I want that yellow one. She said, it's green. I'm going, no, the yellow one. She goes, it's green. And I didn't know there was a bloke called
Green playing.
Drayden Green.
Yeah. Draymond Green.
Or whatever his name is. Davey Warner's just on fire, 55 not out. They're in a bit of trouble.
Yep.
Greg Maxwell, what's his name?
Glenn.
Political correctness gone mad. Hence, 133353. Ring us now with some, what would you call them, Jim?
Examples.
That's it, my friend. Jeez, I'm glad you're back in the room. You know what I like, Jace, from Pakenham.
Or even Pakenham.
They got the contract to work for the mighty Led Zeppelin that were playing that O2 Arena show.
Haven't you heard Def Leppard? Led Zeppelin, Jim, you idiot.
Haven't you heard of Def Leppard?
Oh, you could have met Led.
Yeah, could have been side of stage, Billy.
Oh, you could have met Led.
Could have met Led.
Whereas it looked to me like he wanted to hit him high up on the chest in a sort of a, you know, piss off sort of way, get away.
Absolutely. The larynx.
The larynx.
You fly.
Is there an N in larynx?
I don't know, is there?
There is.
Well, it's
larynx.
Larynx.
Yes.
Is that the same thing as I'm talking about?
Yes, it is.
There in the throat?
Yeah. Right. Oh.
Larynx.
Near the esophagus? Oh. We might take some calls from lady women out there if they want to ring in and talk to midwife Kath, or even midwife Kath.
Who knew Billy knew anything about basketball? I am shocked.
Yeah, and they did it today with no love to the Clevos.
Oh, Clevos! Oh! I think we've got a song here, don't
we? We do.
Which will get you some time to get something funny ready.
Yeah, well, I'm two from two this week.
No, you're not.
Well, what it's Thursday.
And they explained that although their little angel appeared to be in good health, they were concerned about his rather small dude. Ooh.
Oh, no.
Jim, that's all. That's after examining the child.
Dude, ooh.
After Jim, right, yes. You got the gist of it, right?
Oh! Simo joins us first in Somerville, Bill.
Simo, what is it you never do or you do? Do.
Oh, no.
Yes, it is. Hang on, Luce. This year's Henley Properties have built and donated their 37th gold Good Friday Royal Children's Hospital house.
Righto, get on the line, 133353. The question is,
when did you send a text to someone that was the wrong person?
Hey,
yes.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Jeremy Howe might ring in and say how he broke his finger, Jim, throwing the frisbee.
Or even throwing. It's not spelt THRIZ.
Frisbee. It's hard to say throwing the frisbee, Jim.
Geelong, back in, you know, the premiership run of theirs.
Halcyon.
Unbelievably strong.
What was that,
Bill?
In the glory days.
He said Halcyon.
Yeah, Halcyon.
Heretier Lumumba.
Even Lumumba.
Lumumba, Jim,
you
thank God.
You've been to a lunch,
Bill? No. Done it all. Very, very good. And
should
working.
Be in the AFL Hall of Fame, Anthony Stevens.
Righto. And a very humbling man. But also.
Or even humble.
Yes. Craig Kelly's birthday yesterday. He turned 50, Jim.
Yes.
And Moo, his wife, guess whose favourite player she is?
Who?
He is.
I don't even know what you just said.
Bernie Vince is her favourite player, Jim.
Write that down, dangerous.
Good on you, Nino.
GT stripes on his pulsar.
Pulsar.
Come on, Bill.
Come on. Geez.
Pulsar, not pulsar.
No, you call it pulsar.
Oh, do you?
I don't think you do.
No, I don't think anyone does.
Pulsar.
What about Lebo?
Lebo.
41 points. He just went squash, squish, squash.
Oh!
And 8 rebounds. He was on fire, Jim.
Squash, squish,
yes,
squash.
Oh,
Hall of
there
fame.
Will be people driving around Melbourne now in tears.
Well, that's good. Yeah. As long as they're happy and they can go and have a frothy and say, that rush hour, I'm going to vote for that next time the censor comes along. Davis, dangerous, one of our favourite
clients,
thank you. Yeah. Best of all, Henley have just opened their new World of Homes display centre at Rockley in Rockbank. It's actually Woodley, you idiot, in Rockbank. A big jerker, Jenkins, Josh Jenkins, is near the term. No, hang on. In the near term, Jim. We'll re-sign star Josh Jenkins in the near term.
Right.
It's bad wording.
Grammar.
Well, there were some great things that happened in 1991.
Right-o.
Some great music, Jim.
Like what?
Melissa Keltz.
Oh, no.
Yes. Remember this song, Jim?
To Keltz.
I do remember.
Read My Lips. And Ostrich Jim, a rare Comedy? What's the word, Jim?
Commodity.
Commodity.
Don't jump in, dangerous.
The feathers, the eggs, the feet. It was going to be unbelievable because rare comedy. Commodity. Yes, indeed. If you love your golf, don't miss Drummond Golf's $30 million classic stock take sale. Stock take sale, Jim, you idiot. There's bionic stable gloves. But we got all the songs from 91. All the songs, the movies.
Yep.
Jerry Stringer. Springer.
Springer. Just get that written down, please.
That's a low $4.99.
But hurry, be very, very quick at these prices. They won't last long, dangerous. People are loving it out there. They loved Ice Baby Ice.
Oh, yeah, right.
Dancing around
or even
the
Ice Baby.
Yeah.
Bloody serious, too, all of that.
But he's all right.
Yeah. Mick, where's Mick from?
Blind Blight. Blind Bite. One of my favourites. Following this, the Tour de France.
Oh, yes.
You watched that the other night?
I watched some of it, yes.
When the big balloon thing went down on the track. That was funny. Yeah. Anyway, stage eight, long ride up the Col de Die Tourmalet.
No spring in our step, fat.
No. Fee-fo-fo-fum, the giants.
Write that down, please, Dangerous. Get an early pen.
Actually, while you got the pen out, Dangerous,
yes.
I'm going to explain something later on.
All right.
It's a Pokemon phenomenon. Whether you want to go overseas for that overdue trip.
We dropped the phone in the toilet.
Yeah, no, nice.
It was mid-flush.
Oh. But it wouldn't have gone up the old S-belt.
It certainly did, and it never came back.
It did not.
Let me write
that
down.
It did.
What's it called?
S-bend.
S-bend?
Not the belt.
The S-bend.
Yeah. Yeah, good friend Campbell Brown, I think he's joined the idiot fold, Jim.
Why?
That was extraordinary. I shouldn't laugh because if I was a coach, I'd be having a coronary conclusion.
A coronary conclusion.
Very, very nice part of the world.
Clare Valley.
Clare Valley, beautiful.
Yeah. On the river?
Nah.
No. Nowhere near the river, Bill.
No, the Campasi. There's a little river there that all the vineyards get their water from.
Oh, no.
we'll run with that.
Hey, another good win on the weekend. Who did you play? It was a great grade. You got the second. Yeah, you get lift. The second yep. lift. Yeah, I'm telling lift. You, Jim. I told you that a while ago.
You've had a few of those, Bill?
Oh, you have.
Have you?
You go right. You wouldn't have, Jackie. You're only a little midget.
Even
you
Luke.
Have. Luke.
What's wrong with
him? I'm just turning around to the chief. We've got a guest in here, chief, called Luke Dunstan. Bill's just called him Jack.
Over the journey, Jim, we've been doing annoying neighbours today. But your 50th game, that was a nice little win against Sydney up there.
Yeah, really good one to win. Played against my cousin Jared and got the win.
Who's your cousin Jared?
Jared McVeigh.
He's your cousin?
First cousin, yeah. First cousin.
Thank you, Bill.
You sure?
I am sure.
Interested to read his manager, Jim, who said, but we do need to ascertain his true market value.
Ascertain, even?
Ascertain. That's the second
Cloak
time he's
and
worn
dagger.
He said that.
That's the second time
is that
he's
what
worn
he said?
It. Just a pun. Is it a pun
is
or is that
it
a more of
no,
a,
just a,
a mean?
Just a real
mean.
Tottenham Hotspur, Atletico Madrid, Juventus and our own Melbourne victory in the International Champions Cup next weekend, presented by Audi. Tickets on sale through Ticketek. You can win those.
Yeah. Very good.
World teams there, Jim.
No, thank you, Bill.
Worldwide teams.
Nicely spoken. How's the talking going?
That makes me cry. Stupid things I say. A lot of money.
Can't be.
There is, Jim, which tells me...
Have you got any nervousness?
Like a bloody sparrow on a hot tin roof.
Can you just get your pen out there? Jim, sparrow on a hot tin roof. Troy's out in Digger's Rest. Troy's up.
Troy.
There you go, mate.
Good, Troy. Go.
Yeah.
This weekend for the International Cup, well, Tottenham Hotspur, Atletico Madrid.
Juventus.
Oh, nice.
Melbourne victory versus Juventus.
I see they landed today, Juventus. They've landed, Jim, so they're here.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
I just thought I'd tell you
wrong
that.
Oh,
Why? It's
generally, if an international sporting team come into Melbourne, they land.
Yes,
but they don't normally come by boat.
Well, no, I know that, Jim, but I've got it on my feeder here.
Oh, do you? Yes. Feeder?
I've got it on my feeder. Where is
seriously.
It? Here it is. Look, Juventus boys have touched down in Melbourne.
They've landed.
Yep. So yeah, they're
good.
All right.
Any more info?
Everyone can sleep a little easier.
There's a macabre interest in the Essendon-Brisbane game, though.
Macabre?
Yes.
Good. What is macabre?
That's called broadcasting, Phil.
What?
The old backing tape nearly kicked in there. So what about the rosé?
Well, we were talking about on air the other day with the block bloke. What's his name?
Scott Camp.
Scott Camp. Sorry, Scotty. Justin Lepich, he's feeling no pressure. He said there's pressure every week, isn't there? So he just wants to have a win. They expect to go into this game to win, and that's about it. So that's fair enough. Good luck. That's going to be in it. It's a Moore Bay game, isn't it? What is the word?
What are you trying to say, Bill?
What Chief said the other day on Wednesday.
Macabre interest.
Macabre,
you
idiot.
Is that what you were attempting?
I didn't even know what you were trying to say.
Macabre interest.
What did you say again?
It's a Moore Bay game, isn't it? Nothing like it. Fairdinkum, Bill.
Luke's in, he's there, Bill.
He is there in Murrumburra. There, yes, Luke.
Currumburra, Bill.
Currumburra. You're spot on there. I was watching the game Melbourne Freo a couple of weeks ago when you smashed them. They were pretty ordinary. And they were very good then. The run of Geordie off the half back line, fantastic. And then.
Jaden.
Of course, yeah.
That's Jaden.
Yeah, Jado. Jack.
Oh, Jado, yeah.
Yeah, and Kenty, I think it's Dean.
Very beautiful left foot,
kicked three goals, and he's a player too. So we're not talking about you and Maxi and Nafe and all that. You know, these other boys, we're also mentioning him now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our son have guys who are.
What about that for a question, Jack? Have you ever heard a question that went for so long and really didn't ask actually the question?
What was the question again?
Yeah. The Bombers 2016 Best and Fairest Crichton Medal, Jim.
Yes.
That's at the Crown Palladium on Wednesday, 31 August. Wednesday. I've been eating those chips. Wednesday.
August.
Be a good fight, that one, Jimmy. I'm going to go and have a look at it because I'm a pugilist. An elephant was drinking out of a pond one day when he spotted a turtle asleep on a log. So he strolled over and flicked it clear out of sight with his trunk. Just went bang. Flew a mile and didn't go mile. Meters away.
Yes, yes.
What did you do that for? Said the echidna that was sitting there watching it. A lot of animals at this pond. Because I recognised it, said the elephant. It's the same bloody turtle that took a nip out of my trunk 52 years ago.
Oh.
Wow, what a memory, said the echidna. Yes, said the elephant. Turtle recall.
Oh, no.
Stuffed it up.
Turtle recall. Plus, you're going to the draw to win our epic weekly prizes. Don't worry about that. The Michelin Australian Motorcycle Grand Prix returns to Phillip Island.
Michelin, I think.
Michelin.
Yeah. They like Michelin sometimes, but we'll go with Michelin. For the adrenaline-fueled motorcycle racing. An Englishman, Scotsman, Irishman, Welshman.
Scotchman.
A Latvian, a Turk, a Egyptian, Japanese, Mexican, a Spaniard.
A Egyptian.
A Swede, a Pole, an Italian.
Oh, an Italian.
The boss of Dulux Paints.
Yes.
Unfortunately has died of hypothermia.
Oh.
Yeah. While he was trekking across the Antarctic, Jim.
Yes.
Paramedics said.
Oh, no.
Did you watch the soccer, Jim, today?
No.
Your team, USA, took on the Boomers, of course.
You're talking about the basketball. Yeah, different game.
What did I say?
Soccer.
Righto. Robel Kiros Habati today.
I didn't. You were telling me about him.
First time at the Olympics from Ethiopia.
Yep.
And he was swimming in the 100-metre free, Jim.
Yes.
He got into the side, Jim.
Yes.
And he's not even the fastest or the best swimmer in Ethiopia.
Well, how the hell's he got into the side?
His father is the president of the Ethiopian Swimming Federation, Jim.
Oh, so he's
his dad.
Yep.
The old man said, come along with dad.
A little bit of nepotism, Bill. Exactly. Is that what you're suggesting?
No, it's just that his dad picked him.
What's it got with nepotism? Crikey. Bronze to Jess Fox in the canoe slalom.
So,
slalom.
Slalom?
Slalom.
Steve Smith, 100, by the way. Australian one for 230. Keep going.
Oh, a bird flew across and he pulled out. Hey, it's good radio. Yeah. Brand?
Yeah. This is what happened today. 37 degrees around 1 p.m.
And then rain.
By 1:30, there was rain and winds that were bending the palm trees in the middle.
Yes, indeed. I saw that. Really came down heavy. Oh! I was going to say pissed out.
Oh, no.
Hey. And sailing too. I'm all over the sailing. Lack of wind on Monday was postponed. Oh, no. But the man we're all watching is Tommy Burton.
Billy, you are impressing me as the question goes on. What do you think of the laser category?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. He just batted a five. He hasn't bowled at all. No, just batted a five. Mm. Mm, strange move.
Now, Bill.
Strange move indeed. Candy, candy.
No, now two different songs. One's Strange Days Indeed. We're from John Lennon. Yes. And the other one's just a totally different
just
number.
Just Candy, Bill. Candy by Iggy Pop.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
So a gold there and a silver to the Aussie pair, Jason Waterhouse and Liz Lisa. Darmian. Still got a bit of fire in the belly too. Mick Mulhouse.
Imagine some of those young fellas copping a Mickey Classic. Oh, they were shaking them up a bit, Bill.
I'm the Kiwi Islands. He gave one bloke. They reckon
a Kiwi Island. About four times he has, yeah. He's oscillated between Kiwi and Tiwi on about four occasions.
Tiwi Islands, idiot. Open up your ears, Chief. What are you all in a suit for, all dressed up like a...
Like Fox a what?
Doctor's clerk.
A what? A doctor's clerk. Brad Saul in the second hour, and he's coming in because he is playing in the Legends game, of course.
Absolutely.
Which is coming up in a couple of weeks. What did you just say?
I said yes. He's got a mouthful of biscuit.
Have I given you enough time to find out exactly what Bill said in response to my question?
Yeah, this is what you said just a minute or so ago.
Brad Saul in the second hour, and he's coming in because he is playing in the Legends game, of course.
Absolutely.
Which is coming up in a couple of weeks. What did you just say?
What was that?
Oh, Jim. I just...
You said this.
Absolutely. I said, yes, please, Jim. Jill made me a lovely cup of tea.
Yeah, and, I know.
Because I don't get much of a break, and I was doing some research during the interval.
When we sort of get back on air, you probably let the cup of tea go and actually speak rather than just going,
that's good.
We all have wasted our money on these, as you said.
Yes.
Theme, like, what happens now? Like, what do you call it?
Listen to this.
What do you call it?
What's happening?
What do you call when it's all the go all of a sudden? The craze.
Trend.
Trend, craze, whatever you want to call it.
Fad.
Fad.
You're going to do this yourself? You're running your own inquiry?
Well, I might have an inquiry, Jim.
Righto.
Because, or we shouldn't just build ourselves up. You should go in underwhelming and come out overwhelming.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's it, Jim. That's the saying.
Under promise and over deliver.
That's it, Jimmy. Or you go in underwhelming and come out overwhelming. A chicken walks into the library, Jim, goes up to the desk and says, book, 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 book. The librarian hands the chicken a book. He tucks it under his wing and runs out. A while later, the chicken runs back in, throws the first book into the return bin, goes back to the librarian and says, book, 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 book.
Oh, no.
Again, the librarian gives it a book, Jim, and the chicken runs out. The librarian shakes her head. She can't believe it. Within minutes, the chicken's back, returns the book again, goes up again to the counter. Book, 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 book. The librarian gives the chicken a book, third book, Jim. Oh, it's a stupid fucking joke. Gives the chicken a third book, Jim.
Yes, Bill.
And so the chicken runs out of the library. So she follows the bloody chicken, Jim. Come on, Bill. That's it. That's it.
That's the end of the joke.
No, it's not, you idiot. He has also been banned from the closing ceremony. Get stuff. They cannot tell these people who are over 18 or adults who have...
Why adults?
We're allowed to be a little bit critical if we get told this and expectations are big, Jim.
Well, you're saying Kitty's kidding herself and she
Kitty's
was.
Kitty's kidding herself.
Running
it's
with
hard
that.
To say that.
For some.
Hey, but I want to talk to you about Sanasi Villanueva.
No, you've done well there.
Come on.
And what's his name?
Suliasi Vunivalu.
As we've always said, Jim, undersell and over-deliver.
Under-promise.
Undersell, Jim.
It's not undersell, it's
undersell, you flog, and over-deliver. And that man is Dane Swan.
Yes.
Huge media contingent down there for his retirement.
Did you understand any of that?
No, huge media contingent.
Right, that's better. And that'll be a farewell for Trev from Collingwood.
So that means he can't play in the VFL finals if he plays in the seniors this week. So there's a conundrum.
Oh, no.
Yeah, if you ring up during the show, Jim, and it's a nice little donation, we're going to have a plaque. A plaque.
What? Well, come on, Bill.
A plaque, Jim. Look. Sometimes it's the old kiss theory, Jim.
Oh, yes.
What's
that? That's what I'm going with. Keep it stupid, simple. So yes. Luke Hodge, Sean Burgoyne and Josh Gibson all signed one-year deals. So they run around next year, 2017, with Sam Mitchell, of course. So none of those big four will not play next year.
Oh, oh no!
So they've all made the list, Jim. Mm-hmm.
And?
Also, some other phrases.
Go on.
What are they? Otherwise, if they're called phrases, what are they called?
Colloquialisms.
Oh, not bad.
Yes. As you know, I'm trying to be a bit more highbrow.
I've gathered that, yeah.
A bit more cultured.
That's it.
Sat down for dinner last night with a steak and a bit of veggies and a nice bottle of Pinot Noir.
Pinot.
Not bad.
No.
Pinot. Not bad.
Pinot even, but yes. Yeah.
So I said to myself.
Self?
I don't know what I said. A little while later, Bob returns to the shop, laughing very much out loud. Laughing hysterically.
Yeah, that'd be better, yeah.
The barber says, so, what does this guy, where does he go when he leaves here? Where does he go?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Interviewed a kid on the weekend. It was went to Rio. Madge Long supported Jim and asked him the question.
Just a kid.
How was
it? Can't remember his name. Really.
Made an impression.
Individually medley, did
you? Individually medley.
Gee, they work too. I've been in a car with a radar detector and they go berserk, isn't there? Don't they?
Yeah, they pay themselves off pretty quick, but they didn't that time.
Oh, no. They go berserk, isn't there?
I was meant to say, I don't know what
I don't know what you were about to say, Bill.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. G'day, listener. G'day, Dangerous.
Good day, sir.
That's the late Gene Wilder.
Was that Gene? Oh, sorry. Yes, and I see Gene's passed away.
He did, 83.
Funny man.
Yeah.
Funny, strange.
Stir crazy. Brilliant.
Strange. Yeah, good fella. Yeah.
Right.
Not that I knew Gene. I didn't know Gene.
Good fella you branded him.
Yeah.
Wanda wanted to know if, in the middle of the interview with Boydie just a moment ago, Matty Boyd, whether Wanda's inquiry was along the same lines as Ellie, and that is, where was Bill sending the Western Bulldogs back over?
Have a listen. And then you go back over the Nullarbor again.
The Nullarbor, Bill.
The Nullarbor. B-O-R-E or B-A-double-L?
I don't know.
Have a listen.
And then you go back over the Nullarbor again. That's it.
Nullarbor.
I don't know the correct. What is the correct pronunciation?
The pronunciation. Yeah. Nullarbor.
You sure?
Yes. It's not a ball.
Anyway, we knew where it was.
Oh,
I knew what I was talking about. Boydie didn't. Where is Boydie?
He's off.
He's gone.
Get him back here because he didn't even notice.
No!
Bloody annoying day today, Jim. Yeah, how you have annoying days? Do you know how you have annoying days?
Yes, thank you, Bill.
Yes.
Warren was wondering about the expansive answer that Kyle gave to one of your really good questions. Seven.
And let me tell you, at the 50-metre mark, Kyle, you were gone. And you just motored home and over the top. It was beautiful.
Thanks for that,
Hardly Patrick Dangerfield, but anyway, Bill, thanks for that.
He's a home ground.
Is he? Yeah.
Ground. Yeah. What is it? I tell you what, the Bordeaux, that's where it's from, Jim. Bordeaux over there in France.
Listen to this.
It was a touch leathery.
It's not
leathery. And have you been paying attention tonight with Ed?
Yep, that's pretty
one
much
of the,
it.
One of the many.
Ed Cavalli, Ursula Carlson.
Usler?
Ursula Carlson. From,
a person was arrested trying to board a flight in possession of a compass, a protractor, and a calculator, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
According to law enforcement officials, he is believed to have ties to the algebra network and will be charged with carrying weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, no.
Maths.
Yes, thank you, Bill. Yep.
Instruction. That's not bad. Do you like that?
It wasn't destruction. It was actually instruction.
Yeah, maths instruction.
Yeah, so that's the whole delivery got slaughtered.
Everything.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
He had a projector, a compass, and a calculator.
A projector.
But more than ever, Jim,
yes.
I am worried about our world and about where we're heading.
Why?
Can I give you the first names of the first five?
Go on.
Caleb.
All right, so what we'll do next, unless you've got something you want to go with here.
What about poor old Anthony Morabina?
Who?
Abito. So, just, you think, don't you? It would be great for him to win, and then what happens if they lose? Yes. You go through all these things.
Oh, no.
Eagles to list six. They've got rid of six players.
Yep.
Patrick McGinty.
McGinty.
All right.
I must admit I hadn't picked it up, but certainly Will and Josh did. So let's have a listen.
All right. Stop eating sugar. Stop drinking coffee. Acupuncture.
Acupuncture.
Well, that's how some countries say it, Jim.
Do they?
Yes. Acupuncture. Acupuncture.
As in A-C-K-E-R.
That's it. Acca.
And then P-U-N-C-H-E-R.
As in a car tire. Yeah.
Acupuncture.
How do you say it?
Acupuncture.
Acupuncture.
That's it.
We'll spell it like that. I was doing it phonetically, Jim.
What were you doing?
Phonetically, spelling it, saying how it is, you dick. Bogey, he got a tick, didn't he? He played some really good basketball, some really good ball.
He did. He played great. And, you
some
know.
Really good ball. Did you hear that?
Defensively and attacking, which I think he's been shoehorned a bit, hasn't he, into just being not doing a lot, but he was great.
Yeah. I
both
mean,
ends of the court.
He played a certain role at Golden State for the past few years. And
good D. Good D, wasn't he?
D and balls. Are you listening to this guy?
Did you shoehorned or did you mean pigeonholed, Bill? Which one did you sort of mean?
Horseshoed.
Horseshoed.
Game of Thrones, Jim.
Yes, or Thrones, as you once called it on the show.
Game of Thrones, Jimmy, are looking for extras in Spain. A nice little quaint historic town in Spain called Ceres is holding... That's all right. Custer complaints, Jim.
Yep.
Hard to say.
Yeah, well, especially with you. Well, not bad topics. Who are you giving the tickets to, please?
Well, we're hard to go past the remnant. How do you say that? Revenant?
Write that down. With a
when he was at Jesse from Point Cook, was it?
Yeah, Revenant.
Revenant. And the casting takes place 13th and 14th of September.
Oh, right.
So you go over there, you get $80 a day as being an extra gym.
Yes.
And you're going to be in Game of Thrones.
One of the most watched shows on the planet.
Exactly. I tell you what, if they did see me... born or nude, Jim.
Born.
I'd be.
What is? What do you mean by born?
Well, when you're born, you're nude. 13 banned bombers can return to their clubs today.
I see.
And one of them, Jackie Melchin.
Oh no,
Melchin.
Oh, yeah. How? What sort of nicks are you in?
Jackie Melchin.
This is.
How do you say it?
September Brownless at his very, very crispy. Best.
Every AFL game, every week, following allowing more fans than ever before access to AFL on the radio.
Yes.
Triple M will have exclusivity.
Oh no.
Triple M will have exclusivity. What's up? What is it, Jim?
Dangerous. The requests are starting to pile in.
Exclusive. Exclusivity. There you go.
Exclusivity.
And he gets a life-changing call. And news that he'd just won first division in last night's Oz Lotto draw, Jim. He won $10 million.
Wow. 10 mil.
10 mil.
Bloody
someone
hell.
Has rang him from the Oz Lotto factory and said, you honestly have switched off for old topics and Rambler.
Oh, no.
Welcome him back, of course. And this is always a hard one to say, Jim. Mm-hmm. Stephen Coniglio. Has signed a...
He's clapping his way through the show. He's turned into a happy clapper.
Yeah. I fell down a set of stairs one day. If I fell down those stairs...
As you do.
I felt like 13 stairs, rolled and everything.
Yeah.
And I was, fair to say...
Like
I was,
Chief with the thongs and the pizza.
Exactly, grillers in the mist. And, mate, I just bounced up, walked away. If I did that sober, I'd have four broken arms.
Four broken arms.
Collingwood Football Club have added that they've finalised their senior coaching piano. Senior coaching panel.
Old September.
Panel looks like piano, Jim.
Outrageous.
Yarra Glen. James is there. Jimmy?
Yeah, Billy, Jimmy,
hey, Jimmy, what can you do with yourself? What are you? It's a terrible show that you can't. You still watch, Jim.
What can you do with yourself?
Chris Scott has addressed Jimmy Barnes, Jimmy Bartell Jimmy dilemma. Barnes.
Oh, wow.
Jimmy,
yeah. Or Jimmy off to a flyer.
I are going for once and for all.
I are going.
Once and for all, Jim, I am going to put one of Australia's great sporting myths to bed. Sporting myths to bed, Jim.
As in M-Y-double-F.
No, what, M-Y-T-H or whatever.
Myth.
Yeah. Myths.
Yeah.
Myths to bed, Jim.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The other one, who's the other one? Colin Dashney?
Colin Jasney.
Who?
Colin Jasney.
Colin Dashney. That's it. Mr. Dashney. First name Colin.
He went in to have a little surgery on the ankle, clean out, Jim.
Yes.
Ended up having a Rico. Oh,
right,
I've got to start to breathe.
Oh, no.
Stevie Johnson took a bad knee into the 2011 grand final.
And played well.
And played really well.
Kicked four goals and was very influential.
It was. Influential.
Influential.
Lots of...
Scotty Selwood really just got to step up and everyone pulls the load.
Oh!
And you get all the old boys back. It's fantastic. Nicky... Just give us some old boys there. Nicky Hayden. The Bachelorette was on last night, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Even Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Australia's second Bachelor.
Oh, no. Yes. Kim joins us. Newcomb first. Kim?
Kimmy?
How you going, guys?
Good, Kimmy. What have you named after you? Come on, Kim. Yes, indeed. He enjoyed his time over in New York. I asked him, Jib.
There'll be lots of men taking their stunning wives to that function, hoping they follow suit in future years, because it's a lot better than your bloody Sass and Bide or your Scanlon and Theodore at $2,000.
Age.
What's that?
What? A-G-E. Age. Very good shop, Jim, that I've been shopping at lately.
Age.
Yeah.
A-G-E.
All right.
How do you say
what do they sell A-G-E? There?
I think there's a J in that, isn't there?
It's actually A-J-E. Yeah. I tell you what I love, it's all the old boys. They come through early and they get into a room here and have a couple of frothies. Blokes that have won the Brownlow before, like Robert Diplomenico and
Robert
course,
who?
Diplomenico.
Come on, Bill. What do we say here? Write that down, don't you?
You need some of those midfielders to step up the second tier, as they've certainly got it. And you need a bit of run out of the back line, need a forward.
You need pace, Bill. You need pace.
Run and pace, Vevalova.
Write that down, Dangerous.
There's a couple there for the idiot file. Yep. What about this? Stuart Cramery and his partner, Jess.
What about that?
A conundrum, Jim.
Oh, you sort of got there with that, Dangerous, eventually.
A conundrum. Yep. And I need someone to drive me around Saturday morning who's got a motorbike or a Vespa, please. Just ring the station.
Spud's got a Vespa these days.
Yeah, I'm not getting on the back of Spud.
Where is he going?
Yeah, well, I need someone just to drive me around.
Rambling Brownless.
Do you think a punter's going to ring in and say, I'll drive Bill around?
I'll pay him.
They will.
I'll pay him.
What will they get driving you around for the day?
Couple of purple ones. A couple of
$10. What, the five's the closest thing to a purple, isn't it?
This is
$2 $5 notes they get.
The 50. What's a 50? A crayfish.
No, September Brownless.
A crayfish.
Pineapple.
A crayfish is called the 50.
They'll go a pineapple.
Come on.
Crit.
Well. No,
I'm supposed to be on the frothies and drugs and sex, rock and roll, not fruit. What's going on?
Did you say rock and roll or rock and roll?
Rock and roll is what
same thing, Chrissy. What about Cooper Cronk?
Yes.
Cooper Cronk and Jason Talamalo have tied to win the Daily M. The Daily M, Jim.
Was that bailed out?
Oh, dogs flan.
Oh, come
flans.
On.
Fans have flocked to win.
Flans. Oh, come on.
Who's the winner, Bill, do you think?
No, we got Caramella, is it?
No, it's Carmella. Isn't it?
Carmella.
Yeah. Caramella. Carmella. I'll write that down.
Caramella. Now, Billy, where did you go today? You had a lunch today. Where?
Had a lunch at, let me tell you, Crown, but it's Heston Bloomerful. It used to be the Fat Duck.
Jeez.
Why do we need it? We got the Norm Smith.
I agree.
I don't know if we need it. And I love Gary Ayres, by the way. It's nothing on Gary Ayres.
Quite but frankly, I'd never heard of it until this year.
It's the first time.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's inaugural, Jim. BT. Good feedback on the Navy SEAL, Brian. And you know what SEAL stands for. Thank you, Michael. Yeah. Sea, air, land. That's what SEAL stands
for. So what's the E for then?
Well, I don't know, but it's it's a bad acronym. But
A what?
Bad acronym. but well done to Jeff. And the Victorian Camel Association.
Oh, come on.
What did they do?
What?
For claiming its product can improve the health of people with diabetics and cancer.
Diabetes, that'd be. Mm.
Diabetics.
Tuberculosis and cancer. I know you bypassed tuberculosis because you couldn't say it.
I did too. Oh, no, everyone loves him. He's a superstar and we're very happy and privileged.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the word, Dale, to have you in here. Who gave you the dress?
Jason Gretsch, so a designer in North Melbourne. He's, an absolutely beautiful dress. And,
well, go on, Bill. Tell us what you like about it.
Well, the sequence.
You got a photo in your hand. What the sequence?
Well, it's a long flowing white dress. But,
before he was called Mickey Mouse, was originally called Mortimer Mouse.
Mortimer. Why Mortimer Mouse?
Oh, I couldn't tell you why, Billy. I think they changed it because it didn't quite roll off the tongue.
It's a bit hard to say the old Mortimer Mouse.
Yeah.
Get out stakes. Number 7, Malaguera.
Yes.
The new trainer there, Peter Giangotis.
Yeah, Peter Galagotis.
That's him.
I would have let that slide if you didn't give me a clip before.
Two Irishmen flew to Canada on a hunting trip. They chartered a small plane. And don't you? Oh, that's frustrating. That can cause a marriage separation.
Is that now, what it can do?
It can.
Write that down, Dangerous.
By buying IKEA stuff. Anyway,
right. You've got a topic, have you?
Well, I've put my head together,
your head together. Are you into the soccer? The Melbourne derby's this weekend.
I'm
on debut.
Melbourne City boy. Always have been.
Have you
always
now?
Been a Melbourne City boy.
So name three players: Tim Cahill.
Yeah, Rod Nagus.
Rod Nagus.
And
that down dangerous.
Rod Nagus.
Palais. Yes, there's my three. That's not bad.
Not one car on the Westgate at the moment has anyone even smiling.
Nothing else left but debris.
I like patio furniture.
Yeah. Well, you get two for none or two for one. What did you win? Unusual, Dan?
Yeah, I was 17 and I won a terrarium. You want to try getting that home on a push bike?
A terrarium.
What is a
Is that where you put your frogs?
No, it's just like a fish tank style thing, but just with plants in it.
Oh.
Fish my mum liked it.
Yeah. So you had to ride that home on your bike?
Yep.
That's unusual.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a terrarium. Also, this one I liked, Quidditch.
That's Quidditch.
Quidditch.
Oh, Harry Potter style.
Harry Potter. Yeah, we're the nerds.
Who?
Actually, Harry Potter. What about my local police station? Got stolen the toilet. Hang on.
Oh.
At my local police station.
Come on, Bill. Pose the topic, which was?
What sport have you played unusual? And it's a good one. Have a look at him. The phone has rang off the hook.
It has.
The phone has rang off the hook.
Okay.
Shut up, Dangerous.
I'm right with that anyway.
That was fantastic. There were thousands there dressed up in the traditional garb, and we saw Gandhi's house. A little bit of history there. Bill, you know who Gandhi is?
Yeah, Indian dressmaker.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dressmaker, yeah, that's it.
Tonight as well for the Don, Dylan Alcott, three-time Paralympic gold medalist, came from nowhere in the Paralympics.
Yeah, I love him. He likes a frothy too. I was having a few frothies with him in the September club.
Right.
Oh, does he go hard?
Does he now?
I like Dylan Alcott.
All right. Alcott.
Alcott, is it?
Dodge.
Right there. Oh,
come on. That's what I was calling him.
Who have we got?
Our two openers, they'll go out and bat. Davey Warner, of course.
Yes.
Cameron Banfield. Bancroft.
Oh, get his name right.
Cameron
the selector.
And then a bloke comes out from the cage. So he was in the cage with the shark.
And he had a camera. I don't know why they didn't put that. It was in Mexico.
Yeah.
So it was old. Unlay.
Get him out of here.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
He's okay, but it was a Muy Grande Tiburoni, which is obviously a big shark in Spanish, Bill.
Is that Spanish?
Which
shark?
Is what they speak in Mexico.
I think they say the same. No, they don't. They're Mexicans.
Yeah, but they speak Spanish.
Do they?
Yes,
of course they do.
Mexicans speak Spanish.
What do you think they speak?
Mexican. Why wouldn't they speak Mexican?
Because they speak Spanish. What do you think they speak in...
So do the Spanish speak Mexican?
No. What do you think they speak in Costa Rica?
Costa Rican.
Mexican. Nicaragua?
I hate to think.
Mexican.
Bill's still filthy that Mexicans don't speak Mexican.
So
they ruled the world, did they?
Yeah.
Yes, Christopher Columbus. Bill thought that the Mexicans spoke Mexican.
Well, they got their own country.
Yes.
And there's plenty of them.
What language do we speak, Bill?
We speak Australian.
No, we speak English, Bill.
which is Australian. We got our own terms and things. So we speak.
Well, that's most of South America, Central America,
righto,
and parts of Africa.
I speak Spaniard.
Yes, ish.
Right. Job Watson gets a chance to speak to the AFL about his Brownlow and why he should keep it.
What's
goes to the
say?
AFL Commission.
What's
well,
he going to say, Bill?
I won it with playing some good footy, so I should keep it.
And that'll
that's
go.
That's fair enough.
Maybe he needs to enlist your legal services, Bill, to get the Brownlow on board.
Well, I just talk about Mabo, and it's a right.
Oh, dangerous. I will just talk about Mabo.
And
it's a right.
That's a right. It's just the drift. Or
not the vibe.
The vibe. It's a vibe and it's a drift. And we should go to a break.
Yeah. Very, like 38 seconds ago before you mentioned Mabo.
Well done to the City. Oh, they're going all right.
Well, you've jumped on board there, haven't
you? Well, I've been on for 5 years. Yeah, ever since they joined the comp, by the way.
You explained that to us the other day when you were telling us about all the different players you know.
Who were your favourites again?
Rodriguez.
So it was a bit interesting next time we went to Illawarra.
Chris Golding's joined us talking everything ball.
That was my tweet, mate.
Come on. We are chatting.
You tweeted that and he's read your tweet out.
Chatting all things ball we are here.
Have a listen to Andrew Bogut here.
First of all, he puts up on Instagram where he's trending and global. Etihad Airways, first class. So he's got him first class there. So
and sent a picture of himself sitting in the first class.
Sent a picture of himself sitting in first class in first class.
That's not cool.
He's a flog. Then he stops at Abu Dubai.
Write that down.
Yes. Where?
Abu Dubai or whoever it is.
Have another go.
Finch's 79, Cam White 69. He might nearly get a chance. Do you reckon they'd pick him for the first test? He's in his best batting career of his career.
Bill?
Yes?
Thought they were a little bit too intellectual.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't. I just don't think they would resonate.
They would what?
Resonate with our audience. And then the one I just saw was he went to Tanzania. And
where's that, Bill?
Just that way. And...
So, do you count? What's the most you've ever banged in a row outside the 3-point line?
Oh, I don't know exactly.
Yes, you would.
Come on, give me
no,
a
no, I honestly don't know exactly. Oh, I'm 40, 40 odd.
Oh, so that's when you're smoking. 40? You just go bang and they just net. I like it. Brandon's there in Whittle Sea. Hey, Brand.
Yeah, that's Braden.
Write that down.
He said, this is why, because five clubs were chasing him. Everyone wants to play in the best teams, and I've made the decision to go to Geelong. It's quite. It's a very quiet place. Have a listen to this. This is what he said.
Have a listen to you.
Yeah. Like Dingle, where he's from, I'm very comfortable
where's
there.
Where's he from?
Dingle.
Oh, you made that up.
You did.
There's no joint called Dingle.
Nah. He's from Dinger, right?
Now it's Dinger, is it?
Dinger or Dinger, I'm not sure.
He'll be there and he'll
shirt
be playing
for shirt on or shirt off, well, because every photo I've seen, he's like Gladiator Putin, where every time you see a photo and he's got his shirt off, fair dinkum.
Write that down.
Put it on Poots, will you? But also, what about Freddie Flintstaff?
No, write that down too.
Nice tough win from the favourite grey line, and third was Graffer. Something like that.
Or oceanographer, maybe?
That's it, oceanographer. Well done. But Kiwi.
You had a book?
Three.
Three.
Mm.
And what type of stuff did you put in there that was controversial?
Billy's Book for Blokes.
Oh, yeah, that's real controversial, that one. What about a career
the
book?
Joke book. That went well. Got every joke off the internet.
Just like you're doing here?
Yeah.
Every evening?
Well, no one owns the internet, so you can do that.
Did you do an autobiography style book?
Nah, I wrote a book about myself, but...
Andrew Simon still to come, Brad Warawilla, Mick Doohan, and Bill's big summation
Brad
of
Warawilla.
The...
Brad Warawilla. It's not hard to say. Come on.
What's his name?
Brad Warawilla. And there's Nash Warawilla and Stacey Warawilla. That's hard. That's a bit of a mouthful, actually, yes.
Bit of correspondence, Howie, on Twitter from Ken Kirk and Will as well. You're talking about Jake Melksham before, and Billy called him...
A little snake the Jake.
Snake the Jake.
That's what he likes, the Jake. That's what he likes to be called.
Oh, does he?
Is it?
Yeah, Snake the Jake.
I'd go out to his house and he'd read a dictionary and a thesaurus.
A what? A what, Bill?
A thesaurus. Well, he is the premier rider up there in Sydney. He rides for the Godolphin Stable. Sorry. I met this lady the other night at a pub, and she said, "Do you want to come home and have with me and my mum?"
What?
I thought, Bill. I thought, how good's this? So I went home.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, she walks into the house. She goes, "Mum, are you up?" She was a bit older one.
Right.
Yeah, I thought it'd be the younger, like a
what?
No, hang on, I might have told that wrong.
Talk about butcher. The butcher from Baghdad.
Hang on, let me.
Isn't that jokes even the end of the show?